This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek on this dreary Friday morning. It's going to get a little bit worse, but not too much on this side of the river. I don't know about the west side of St. Louis. I think there's a little snow, but it's not going to be bad this week. So I think everybody can fight through it. I know some schools are off, and I don't understand why they let the schools be off when the weather's not that bad. I guess they just figure they can take days off. They might as well take them off. It's easier to take them off, I guess, than not take them off and have problems. But a lot of times in this great country of ours, we just have to fight through problems, and we're getting to the point, and I won't see it, and again, most of you people won't see it that listen, the middle-aged older people, but we're going to be a socialistic country in another 20, 30 years. We're going to get it where everybody's going to say, hey, government, do what you want. Just give us what we need, and then you guys can run everything else. You can give us free this, free that, free everything, and then you'll really be in charge, because we won't care as long as we get what we want. We don't want to have to fight the government, and I don't think the millennials, I don't think the children coming up under the millennials will want to fight the fight. And that's why I say I don't think we'll ever become communistic, but we're going to be socialistic in the next 20, 30, 35 years, and it's not going to be good, because everybody is going to be told what to do, and they're going to do it. It's going to be the easiest route to go, and they're going to take it. Let's go ahead before I go completely crazy. Go ahead, Daniel. You're on the dark side.
Bob, how are you doing?
Fine, sir. How about yourself?
Fine. Thank you very much. Hey, Bob, have you, has anybody brought up this story about the nurse? Her name is Kristen Janjara, who was having a celebration on a evening downtown, and she called a Lyft driver. Lyft is a type of Uber service. She was downtown 1000 Lucas, or Clark 1000 Clark Street, and she was raped by this guy, and she's now suing him. Has anybody brought this up yet?
You know what, Daniel, stand by. No, they haven't, but I did see it on the news, and a very, very pretty lady, and I think she has a hell of a good case, and I'm glad she brought it up. A lot of people would just say, hey, it happened, I'm going to let it go, but don't you agree, Daniel, or maybe not, and if you don't, that's okay, you've got every right to your opinion, but don't you agree that all these car places that are driving now, people here and there, Uber and Neft and whatever, don't you think there needs to be a lot more, and I say a whole lot more, of checking out to these people before they go as crazy as they went on this?
That's what the lawsuit says. But, you know, Bob, I would even go one step further and say, you know, if she, the driver who's charged with first-degree rape and kidnapping, is Larry Donnell Ward, 53 years old, 3300 block of Bay Tree Drive in St. Peter's, Missouri. And I used this service one time, and what I found out was that you see the picture of the driver, before he comes to pick you up. That's so that you can identify him when he pulls up.
Yes, sir.
But I wonder, do you think it would have been prudent for her, and give me your honest opinion, would it have been prudent for her to say, 53-year-old black guy, 11:30 at night, downtown, no, I'm going to cancel this.
You know what, though, Daniel, and you may be somewhat right. I'll somewhat agree with you, but I would think, and it sounds like there's a little racism in your voice, and maybe not, but I would say just because he's 53, just because he's black, just because it's later at night, I think there's a lot of times, probably the vast, vast majority of times, that nothing happens. But on this situation, I don't know if the driver had been drunk. I know the driver had been in a little bit of trouble before. But I think at the end of the day, not just him being 53 years old, not being late at night, not being black, I think they need to take all these people and do a thorough background check. And if they don't come out on top on the check, then they shouldn't be drivers. What's your take, Daniel?
Well, that's very, very expensive to do a background check like that, isn't it? And it only takes one time, as Ms. Chandra found out. It only takes one time. And, you know, you don't want to be that one time. And the only way you can prevent being at one time is to take action beforehand to say this looks sketchy, and I'm going to cancel this ride. I'd like to ask what's going on with St. Peter's. I mean, this isn't just a black guy. This is a guy who turned off his rideshare location software, pulled into an alley, and raped a woman while she was intoxicated. I mean, what kind of creeps are they getting out there? I thought St. Peter's was a nice place.
Yeah. You know, I think, Daniel, and a good point, I think with all that, with all these registrations, and again, I don't know if you stop it all or you stop some of it, but there's been people, 25, 30-year-olds throughout the country that have been drivers, that have raped people, that have killed people, and it's at the end of the day, it's, well, what do we do? We do the best we can do, but I honestly, and again, thank you very much for the call, Daniel, appreciate it, I honestly think that they need to have a little stricter a policy situation involved, where if you've been in any trouble at all, you can't do this. If you've done this, you can't be a driver. I think there's enough decent people out there driving that it would be okay. But at the end of the day, you never know. You never know what's going to happen. Maybe that was the first time, and it wasn't the first time he was involved, but I know the charges were dropped on another sexual assault. Might have been the first time for somebody else. And good people turn bad real quick for some stupid reasons. And it's amazing that we can sit there and talk about it. We can sit there and communicate with each other and say, we think this is the way it should be. But at the end of the day, it's the authorities. It's the authorities that say, hey, this is the way it's going to be. We're going to have to take a little bit of the bad with all of the good. And I think it primarily is better than worse. But you're right, Daniel, and everybody else that thinks the same way that we do. At some point in time, you have to say enough's enough, and you have to either cut your losses or hold your breath and hope for the best. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, sir.
Glad to talk to you. I'm a proud white man.
Well, thank you. And so am I. Thank you very much.
Okay. First-time caller, and like to say that I'm also a proud member of the Sons of Confederate Veterans.
Okay.
I understand that you did several years ago an interview with one of our members on air, I believe. He told me yesterday. But anyway, I wanted to share with everybody during this time we're wanting to take down flags and monuments and everything else, that we are a national organization that pays tribute to our Confederate ancestors, and which we love dearly.
You know what, Dave? You have every right. You have every right as an American. You have every right as a citizen. You have every right, and I know you're not a racist, but if you were, you still have every right to acknowledge those good people.
Yeah, and we also believe that they weren't racist, and that they a lot of them loved their slaves that they had at the time. They treated them such as family and everything else. But we're an organization that also is not racist. We do not promote neo-Nazi things or anything else. Matter of fact, we had a lawsuit several years ago against the neo-Nazis for the ownership of the Confederate flag, and we were shot down in court just like we are today with a lot of things. We are fighting battles, and we're always looking for members for our membership. It is for anyone that has an ancestor that fought in the war and came out honorably, and also the people that would like to join can actually get free genealogy research to find out if they have an ancestor. All they have to do is call 1-800-MY-SOUTH, and we will be glad to help in any way we can to see if you have a Confederate ancestor so you can join our great organization.
Give that number again, Dave.
1-800-MY-SOUTH.
And what you're saying is, and I appreciate that, and you have every right to say what you want, but I agree that you have every right to respect the people or respect some of the Confederate people. They weren't, a lot of them weren't racist. They just were Southern people, pride of the South. And I appreciate you coming on, and I appreciate you taking the opportunity. And again, if it had been a racist thing, I would have let you have the opportunity. But it's good that you've come out and come forward and said, hey, we weren't racist. We're just proud of the South, and we want to let everybody know, and if somebody wants to be interested. So I thank you, and Dave, hopefully it'll help your cause, and I hope you have a good weekend and in a good week for bringing that out, sir.
Okay, well, thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. See, now there's a gentleman, and he was fair. He was fair. So they're not racist. Now there's racism. There's racism on both sides of the fence. The Confederates, some were racist. The Union, some were racist. Now, some in the Union fought against racism, but they were still racist. And that happens. That happens all over this country. That's happened 150 years ago. It happened 50 years ago. It's happening today. Now, we're stupid enough. I used to be a long, long time ago, but not anymore. People are stupid enough to believe that if you're white, you're a racist. Automatically, if you're white, you're a racist. And that's a damn lie. Just because you're white, you have to be a racist. Just because you're black doesn't mean you're not a racist. But people push it and push it and push it, and they continue. They continue to push it. And people will say about Bob Romanek, day in and day out, what a racist bastard you are. You're against black people. No, I'm not against the proud black community. I respect and honor today and every day on my father's grave, on my son's grave. I respect and honor proud African Americans. Now, I disrespect and don't like niggers. I disrespect and don't like honkies. I disrespect and don't like crackers. And that's just the way it is. And that's my opinion. And I've got every right to my opinion, just like you good people out there. Just like you good people out there have every right to your opinion. We don't have to sit back and say, well, I don't want to give my opinion. I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want somebody pissed off at me. No, no, you've got every right. Every man, woman, child, black, white, Democrat, Republican, have every right to think what we want and to say what we want. You know, they pushed me year after year after year on the air. What a racist. 10, 11 articles in St. Louis Post disgrace. The FCC doesn't want me running or owning stations, which I don't, but we're fighting that. But they're not going to keep me off the air as much as they'd like to. They can't do it, and they know they can't do it. But they're going to try to make it, and they have, make it as difficult as they can. And I could back off and say, oh, I'm not going to fight them. I'm not going to fight them. I'm just going to stand up for what I believe in, I think you good people should stand up for what you believe in, and it may not be the same. We may have 30 disagreements and 20 agreements. We work the disagreements out the best we can, and we move on. We don't have to hate each other. I don't hate anybody. I disrespect the niggers that are out there robbing and raping and stealing and killing. I disrespect them. You really can't hate anybody unless they do something to you personally. And most people don't understand that. They just start hating for the fact of hating. And I think there's more niggers that hate the white community than there are crackers and hunkies that hate the black community. Now, nobody will bring it out. There's no white newspapers. St. Louis Post Disgrace, they go along with the niggers. The Belleville News slime of crap, they go along with the niggers. And they're primarily run by white people. But you're not going to get a white newspaper to come out against whites. You're not going to get, that was my telephone going off, so I apologize. But you're not going to get a white newspaper going out against the blacks. You're just not going to do it. And I don't know why it's become to that, but it has. And we just have to work around it. And people will read the papers and they'll say, well, listen, what's going on? The blacks are being protected by the white newspapers and the whites are getting screwed. It happens all the time. Again, it happens in the Post Disgrace, the St. Louis Post Disgrace. It happens in the Belleville News Slimocrat. You people on both sides of the river, you know that. You know what's going on. You know what's happening. But we continue to let it go on. We don't say anything. We sit back. We rock in our chairs. And we say, we're going to let it go because it'll go away. And more times than not, as you people all know, it never, never, never goes away. Go ahead, Charles. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, you know how much better this country would be if we just eliminate all the racism and we just come up under one banner as being Americans.
You know, Charlie, I agree with you 1,000%, but you know, Charlie, are you a proud black man?
Yeah, just like you're a proud white man. Yes, sir.
Okay, and I say that, and I say that, and you are right. But people aren't going to follow your lead. People aren't going to follow my lead. They're going to take what they want to do, when they want to do it, whether they have facts or truths, and they're going to run with it. And that's what's going to keep all of our people, black and white, men, women, Democrats and Republicans, that's going to keep us all separated forever and ever, don't you think?
Yeah. But I'm raising my kids up under the banner of a good America, you know.
Okay.
You know, I raised my kids up under a patriot, my grandkids and my kids. All right, Bob, I got to get back to this. I got to get back to work.
Okay, Charlie, thank you very much for the call. And that's what everybody should do. It shouldn't be, hey, I'm a Democrat. Hey, I'm a Republican. Hey, I'm this, I'm that. It should be, we're human beings. We're all human beings. We don't give a damn what color we are. We're going to do what's right for our country. We're going to do what's right for our family. We're going to do what's right for our communities. And if you're white along the way, that's great. If you're black along the way, that's also great. But people just want to get in the middle of crap and say, well, maybe I better not stir this up. Maybe I better let this go. Maybe I better just keep my mouth shut because I don't want to piss anybody off. Well, there's sometimes, and I do it constantly. I piss people off constantly, and I understand that. And they piss me off at times constantly. And I hope they understand that. But see, that's what we do. That's what we do as Americans. We can be in disagreement with each other. Things like that happen. Happens all the time. And we just have to run with it. We can't sit back and say, oh, we're going to let it go and we're going to let them win. And we can't sit back and say, we're going to let it go and we're going to fight it and we're going to win. No. That's what compromising is all about. That's what has made this country in the past. I said made this country in the past as great as it's been. Now it's kind of falling by the wayside, and I think it's a little bit of everybody's fault. I know there's been times when I probably should have backed off a little bit, and I didn't. And I'm sure there's times when you good people should have backed off, and you didn't. And it was all said and done. You're sitting back saying, well, I probably should have backed off a little bit. I probably should have given somebody the recognition they deserved. And maybe I wasn't totally right on the situation, but for some reason, I didn't back off. And we all do that, but we all have to sit there and think, hey, at the end of the day, we are who we are, we do what we do. And we talk about, for the last 2 months, 3 months, this crap on President Trump. Now, he's not perfect by any means. I think he's the best we've got going for the next election, and I'm for him just because of that. I don't give a damn if he's black or white. Don't give a damn if he's a Democrat or Republican. I give a damn about getting somebody who's going to try to do more good than bad, getting somebody that's going to try to do what he thinks right for this country. And I think with all the candidates out there, I think Trump is by far the best. That's my opinion, of course, and I know you good people have your opinion, and hopefully everybody will come together at some point in time and elect the best candidate. Let's go ahead before break. We'll take one more call. Go ahead, Ed. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning,
sir.
This
is the thing I've been thinking about for several days. I'd like to just mention a little bit about this Richmond case for sure. At first, about the guns up there. Okay. The media, at first, they was all hyping it up. Oh, it's KKK. Oh, it's white supremacists. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. But after it happened, you notice how every news media, even Fox News, they all dropped it. Well, if you go on YouTube and you look at it, there were, you know how many people were there they never did mention? Well, there were 6,000 on the courthouse grounds. He banned guns on there. Well, okay, I can understand this, but there were 16,000 in the street. And you go on YouTube and they were walking around interviewing the people. All they were wanting to do was exercise their rights. And there were some blacks in the audience, I mean, out there in the street, and there were some whites and Hispanics. There was no violence whatsoever.
Right.
And there was a scant police. They even interviewed some sheriffs, and they said they're not going to arrest anybody because they weren't violating it. Virginia is an open carry state. And you hear Bloomberg mentioning how he backed all these people around the United States. Okay, he backed every one of these offices in Virginia. Okay, so that shows you how they're just, you know, what he wants. You know, look what he's done in New York. And New York is a sanctuary city. And then their crime is rampant there now. And in fact, a person got fined up there just for saying the illegal alien.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Bloomberg stands for. And socialism, you mentioned socialism. There's not one of these countries on earth that has went socialist. Like Cuba, Venezuela, Vietnam, Cambodia, Russia, Germany. They were all socialists. But socialism has never worked in any country, and there's been hundreds of millions of people killed in the name of socialism.
You know what, Ed, you're exactly right, and thanks for the call. We're up against a hard break here, Charlotte. You're actually right, and socialism never will work, but it will work for a while, just like bad neighbors will work for a while before they get arrested or thrown out. Everything takes its course, and I agree. And I think socialism will not eventually work out in this great country, but I think in the next 25, 35 years, we'll have socialism, and it'll be around for a couple generations, two or three generations, and then we'll come back, and then we'll once again be somewhat conservative, and then it'll go back. It's just a give and take and give and take, and it just all depends on how the people bring up their children and how their children bring up their children. And it's a shame that it has to work that way, but it does, and we just have to fight through it. And if we don't fight through it, you know what happens? We lose in the end. We lose in the end. And that's why everybody that calls me, I take a lot of calls. A lot of times I don't take calls. We'll have 50, 100, 200 calls. Don't have time to take them. But people are starting to understand that everybody has a right to their opinion. You don't have to always agree. You don't have to always agree, but everybody has a right to their opinion. Callers, hold on. We are going to get back to you right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting, as you've just heard, at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, do you hear me? As always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome back to the dark side. And as always, we're not going to take it anymore. And I thank you great people and appreciate all the callers today and every day. A lot of times we can't get to you, but when we can, we will. And even if we don't, you guys have your opinion. You have every right to your opinion. You don't have to call me. You can take it to the radio stations in your hometown. You can take it to the bars, restaurants, bakeries. You can express your opinion, and everybody needs to get off their ass and express their opinion one way or the other, because without doing that, nobody's going to know how everybody feels. Go ahead, Jimmy. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, thanks for taking my call. I've been wanting to tell you, I'm glad the doctors fixed whatever loose wires were up there, and you're okay.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate the thought and the concern.
Hey, I was thinking about the FCC, sounded, you know, like you're a little down about it yesterday. And I just thought about it. And I thought, you know, the FCC is a failed organization in our country. There's no diversity. There's a certain, you know, group of 2% of the population that controls all the media and everything. And I don't think that's fair, you know. So.
You know,
and then go ahead.
You know what, Jimmy? You're exactly right. But see, that's what happens. You take a half of a half of a half a percent that run this country. You know, there's 330 million Americans, and we just sit back and we let them run it. We let them say what they want to do. We let them do what they want to do. We pay them for hurting us day in and day out, but we just all lay back. Rather than fighting them when we're right, we lay back. And that happens in every facet of our political situations throughout the United States, don't you think, Jimmy?
Yes, that's true. And I'd like to also say that the guy that called about from the South, you know, the Confederacy, they were right. And when you talk about the upcoming socialism in 20 or 30 years, I think that's a way to go, maybe, to succeed. And I don't know what you think about that, but I think the liberals hate us enough to negotiate a fair, peaceful departure.
You know what, Jimmy? Thank you very much for the call, buddy. I appreciate you taking the time. Hope you have thanks for your concern for me, and hope you have a great, great weekend. But you're right. These liberals, they just don't give a damn. They want everything given to them. They'll give everything up. And what kind of world would this be if we all sit back and said, hey, we don't want to make a decision. We'll let you idiots in Washington, you idiots in Springfield, you idiots in Jefferson City, you idiots all over in every state, it's your state house. We'll let you idiots make all the decisions for us. All we want is free this, free that, free that. And it comes to the point in time where we'll have no. we'll have no rights of our own. We'll only have the rights that these asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing politicians want to give us. And it's a shame. It's a shame that it has to be that way. But it is. We let people get away with it. We let these politicians get away with it. And we just continue to roll. We continue to roll. They take a little bit away today. They're going to take a little bit away tomorrow, a little bit away the next day. And it's not right. It's not right. Let's go ahead with another caller. Go ahead, Bob. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. First of all, thanks for taking my call. And also, I agree with what Jimmy said. We're really glad that that medical procedure went well. That could have gone south real bad, like, and we were thinking about you, of course.
Well, you know what, Bob? It could have went bad. It didn't. Down the road, you never know. Hell, I could be dead tomorrow. You could be dead tomorrow. But we just fight through whatever, and hopefully we get the best years we can get, and we run with it. But thanks you for the thought. What's going on in your world, Bobby?
Well, Bob, you know, on the news a couple of weeks ago, I guess it was one, Channel 2, they had someone robbed a corner quick store, and they were given the description of this person, but they never discussed the color, if he was black or white. So you almost have to assume it was black just based on that. But I don't. This political correctness is going to kill us, and that's pretty much what I had to say. It just kind of pissed me off. You know, why don't you just tell it the way it is?
Hey, Bob, that's why people are pissed at me. What? Not your house address, because I don't want to have to come by and steal your television when mine breaks down. But what area do you live in?
South St. Louis.
South St. Louis. And I guarantee you, it's got worse there the few years you've been there, hasn't it?
Oh, God, yeah. Especially around the state streets, Bob, you know. But, you know, we just got to stand our ground. That's the bottom line.
And, you know, Bob, I agree with you, but don't you think, and I know you're not afraid to, I know you're a proud white man, isn't it at some point in time where you have to say, hey, I believe in everybody being treated equal, I believe in equality for everybody, but at this point in time, it's not happening that way. Not the proud blacks, they're out of the area. The niggers are moving in, some of the crackers, some of the hunkies are moving in also, but it's getting to be so bad, I just can't sit back, and you can't sit back, and the decent people can't sit back and take it anymore. Don't you think at some point in time, there's going to be some kind of a wedge between the good people and the bad people, and there's going to be a major problem before it's all over?
Absolutely, Bob. You know, just to reiterate what you were saying, I've got a black neighbor that I'd probably give a kidney to. I mean, he's just that type of person.
Uh-huh.
You know, decent,
sure.
Keeps his yard white, just down to earth. I like those type people.
But but isn't it amazing? It just takes one or two or three bad apples, whether black or white skinned, to make it bad for everybody.
Exactly. He even says, he goes, I don't like them damn niggers. They're coming in here messing things up.
Well, but you know what, though, Bob? You got to be thankful that you've got somebody like that, because that's the way it is. The blacks, the proud blacks understand the niggers. The proud whites understand the crackers and the hunkies. And unless we, at some point in time, stand up and take a stand, it's never, ever, ever going to get better, do you think?
Absolutely, Bob. It's going to get worse. And then you can see that what's happening up in North St. Louis, and North County is starting to, you know, it's filtering there. It's filtering in South St. Louis. So, you know, it's like a cancer that just spreads, and it just gets worse as it gets going without treating it.
And you know what? Nobody really wants to address it, Bob, because then it makes you, if you address that, I think you're a hell of a man for addressing it, but most people will say, hey, that Bob, he's a racist. He's talking about the black people, and he shouldn't be talking that way. That shows you how he don't like blacks, how he hates blacks, and how big of a racist he is, and that's the farthest thing from your mind, I'll bet.
Absolutely, Bob. Like I told you, this gentleman that lives next to me here, he's been there 20 years, decent, cuts his grass. I've helped him with snow. I mean, I've bent over backwards for him. He'd do the same for me. It's not a race issue. It's a honky nigger issue.
You know, Bob, hey, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate your concern. Hope you have a great weekend and you be safe there in South St. Louis. But you people heard Bob, you've heard Jimmy, you heard all of them today. We've taken extra calls today just because it's Friday. But these people, both black and white, they're concerned about their community. They're concerned about the proud white people. They're concerned about the proud black people. They don't like the niggers. They don't like the crackers. They don't like the hunkies. Neither do I. Neither do you. Neither do anybody that's decent. Don't give a damn what color your skin is. You can be decent if you're purple. Or you can be rotten if you're white. You can be rotten if you're black. And there's enough out there that are rotten that are white and rotten that are black. So we just have to fight through it. But as we always say at the end of the day, we have to be concerned about local issues. We can take these national issues for an hour in the evening, come home from work, talk to some people at the bars, maybe on the weekends if you're out for a few drinks and dinner. But when it's all said and done, everything is local. Everything starts out local. Everything has to be controlled at the local level. Now, when the local level gets taken care of, when everything is done at the local level, then we can go to state levels. Then we can go to national levels. But we have to do everything at a local level. We have to start out. That's what communities are all about, starting out at the local levels. People don't want to hear that. They don't want to talk about it, but they'll talk about national issues. They'll talk about national issues that they have no control over. We have no control as to what's going on in the national level. We can talk about it, and we do. We can have our say, and we do. And we can vote in November for the president and the Congress and the senators, and we do. But when it's all said and done, the only thing that we have control over, and at times it's minimal control because we let it stay minimal, is local levels. People may not want to hear that. People may want to say, oh no, I'm concerned about national level, national situations, national concerns. And you should be. Everybody should be. But we can't take that and put it on the top burner because it's not going to do us any good. It's a waste of our time. Again, we start with the local issues. We start with the local issues and we can work up. Sometimes it takes a while. We just have to work through it. Let's go ahead and take one more call before break. Go ahead, Paul. You're on the dark side.
Well, I'll tell you who stirs most of the problems up, Bob. It's the newspaper people. I call them Uncle Toms. I call them white Uncle Toms. And I'll tell you what, I have voted Democrat, Labor Party all my life until recently. But I'm telling you the truth. This president, it did one hell of a job for sticking up for people, creating jobs, et cetera, et cetera. And I just want to, you know, if you look at it, and if you look at this this paper we get, they call it the Globe Democrat over here, it's absolutely pitiful that you have to take one side, always one side, and not show the other side. And they have turned me around, I'll tell you the God's truth. Thank you so much, Bob, and have a good weekend.
You know, Paul, thank you very much for the call. And you're right. The Belleville New Slimocrat, the St. Louis Post Disgrace, they're all one-sided. They're all liberal. They're all concerned about the black community. They're not concerned about the white community. And you're right, Paul, and everybody else that's called today. It's not a perfect. We don't live in a perfect world. But I'll be damned. We can try to do the best we can. We can try to compromise. And you people, if you hear nothing else from me or believe nothing else I say, believe this. Let's all try to compromise. None of us are perfect. None of us are going to do everything right every day, including me. But we have to work through it. We have to be sorry for the things we did wrong. We have to try to correct the things we did wrong. And we try to have to live a decent life. Now, there's going to be mistakes along the way for all of us, black, white, men, women, Democrats, and Republicans. But we just have to fight through it. We fought through it all these years, and we can continue to fight through it, people. We can't let them scare us. We can't let the niggers, we can't let the crackers, or the honkies, scare us off, break us down, and make us become a socialistic country. We can fight through it. We can be winners. But you can't be a winner if you don't play the game. You can't say, hey, I'd like to be a winner. I am a winner if you don't play the game. And a lot of people will talk, but at the end of the day, they're not going to play the game. They're afraid. They're afraid of what's going to happen. Well, if you don't play the game, you're going to lose automatically. At least if you play the game and lose, you've done the best you could do with the situation you have. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting today and every day at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, never, ever, ever will I get tired of saying, as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriots. As always, welcome back to the last 3 or 4 minutes of the show. All you callers we didn't get to want to apologize, but give us a call on Monday. And guys, remember, you're not going to hear radio like this anywhere else. You're going to listen to me, you're going to listen to Kevin Slayton, then you're going to listen to all the bums out there that want to kiss everybody's ass, that want to try to get advertisers, who don't give a damn what they say as long as they make money. That's not what radio and TV should be about. It should be about getting the facts out and letting you good people understand and decide the best route to take. And then not only decide the best route to take, but then take that route that you think is best. No one knows better than you at the end of the day what's best for you. No one knows better for you at the end of the day what's best for your family. Now, you can take advice. You can pilfer through the advice. You can maybe use some of the advice given to you. Maybe not use any of the advice given to you. But at the end of the day, it's up to you to make the decision for yourself, your family, your friends, your community. It starts at the local level. It continues at the local level. That's where we can make a decision to do what's best. Along the way, if we get time, we go to the state level and national level, but everything, and they will tell you, one and all, if they don't lie to you, everything starts locally. Everything has to be addressed locally, and that's what we all have to do. As always, it's Friday. I hope everybody, friend and foe, have a safe, prosperous weekend. I hope everybody takes care of their family. I hope everybody knows what great feeling and great honor it is to be an American. We're not perfect. Not perfect by any means, but we're the best country on this whole green earth of ours. And we're going to continue to be that way if I say we fight through it. And I think we can. It just takes a matter of time, a matter of effort, and a matter of a lot of hard work. But Americans all alike, I don't have to like you to respect you. You don't have to like me to respect me. So let's respect each other. Let's respect our friends, our family, our country, and try to do what's best. We can argue, we can disagree, but at the end of the day, There's enough room for everybody in this great United States of America. And as always, let's continue to unite. Let's continue to expose these ass-wipe, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted, no-good, no-count, good-for-nothing punks that we call politicians, both black, white, men, women, Democrats, and Republicans. Let's expose them for what they are. Let's expose them for what they do every day to try to destroy, to try to separate our great country. Again, don't have to be all Democrats, all Republicans, all men, all women, all black, all white. But we all have to be an American. So let's continue to do that. And by doing that, let's come together to get rid of these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. As always, never, never, never any violence. Never, never any violence. Let's destroy them. Let's destroy these rotten bastards. Destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean Negro, nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ St. Louis.